Good afternoon with a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands government is warning the public about fraudulent text messages that falsely claim to be the Cayman Islands Postal Service. More from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
Government says these scams typically inform recipients that a package cannot be delivered and instructs them to click a link to update personal information and make a payment. And it's urging public not to click any of these links within the texts. The Cayman Islands Postal Service will never send text messages asking members of the public to provide personal or financial information, submit payment or payment details, or click a link or visit an external website to arrange package delivery. Anyone who gets a suspicious text claiming to be from the Postal Service should delete the message immediately and avoid engaging. For more information or to report a suspicious message, you can contact the Postal Service Customer Care Unit at cipscustomercare@gov.ky. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Government is encouraging you to share this alert with friends and family to, quote, help keep the community safe. In other local news,
if we don't have the support of the country from the bottom up and the top down, this will not be successful.
The Cayman Islands is one step closer to shoring up its bid for Little Cayman to become a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
When you apply for a UNESCO World Heritage designation, you can apply for them under four natural criteria, and that's aesthetics, geology, ecosystems, and biodiversity. And Little Cayman will be applying for all four. We are also moving as a steering committee to change the initial application to include all of Little Cayman.
Little Cayman World Heritage Program Policy and Coordination Officer Katie Ebanks told National Conservation Council members during their recent meeting the new bid will include the whole of Little Cayman rather than just the protected areas, and that has sparked some concern.
A main concern that we're hearing from a lot of people is what this means for their private property, and that is understandable. But we just want to reiterate that this is an international honorary designation. Once a site receives this, UNESCO has no effect on ownership rights. It does not mean we've created a new protected area. All local national laws and legislations still apply.
And there are some benefits.
It's pretty much a guarantee that because of that prestige and recognition, you'll get increased tourism and economic opportunities. There is more access to funding, technical support, and expertise. It's been studied across several peer-reviewed publications that places that have UNESCO designation, it actually increases the neighboring market value of businesses, private property owners, things of that nature. And of course, they also have experts that are very well educated in conservation and sustainable management.
You can watch Ms. Ebanks' full UNESCO World Heritage Site designation on the DOE YouTube channel. And the Department of Commerce and Investment is reminding liquor license holders in Cayman Brac and Little Cayman that renewal applications must be submitted by 10 a.m. on August 25th. The reminder applies to liquor licenses as well as licenses permitting music and dancing. Applications will be reviewed at the annual Sister Islands Liquor Licensing Meeting on September 16th on Cayman Brac. Businesses with licenses expiring on September 30th must obtain renewal approval to continue operating when the new licensing period begins on October 1st. Officials are also urging applicants to arrange the required health, fire, and other inspections before the deadline. In regional news, a woman was taken to hospital on Wednesday night after being rescued from her burning house by neighbors in Saigon Barrett Town, St. James. Reports indicate that the woman was found with her throat slit amid allegations that she was raped before the house was set on fire. Neighbors reportedly had to force their way into the burning building to extract her from the premises. The Barrett Town Police then transported the woman to hospital, where her condition remains unknown. Firefighters from the Jamaica Fire Brigade responded to the incident, where the upper section of the building, which served as the living area, was gutted by the fire. The lower section, which operated as a shop, sustained less damage. And the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service heightened security at police stations across the country yesterday after receiving multiple bomb threats involving courts, a government building, and a shopping mall. The police said seven bomb threat reports were received. The locations identified by police were the Arima, Princestown, Chaguanas, Siparia, and Sangre Grande Magistrate Courts. Kent House, which houses the Ministry of Rural Development and Local Government, a location in San Fernando and Val Park Shopping Plaza, Valsane. The TTPS said it immediately activated its security protocols, increased its security posture, and deployed officers to conduct checks at the affected locations. Investigations into the reports are continuing. Now for a look at news from around the world, here's the BBC.
Libya's received its first group of migrants deported from the United States. The government says it will take in up to 1,200 foreign nationals this year, mostly from Latin America. It's one of the largest deals of its kind in Africa. The UN says Afghanistan's Taliban government has released two of its mission staff who were detained 11 days ago. The two were held by the de facto authorities in Herat province. Health officials in Nepal say dengue fever cases have now spread to almost every district. They warn that the mosquito-borne disease could rise during the monsoon season.
That's it for Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin.